Hi, and welcome to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. I want to welcome you if you're new to this ancient system of timekeeping. It's an amazing oracle that defines time, where we are in our journey through it, as well as who we are and what we bring to the experience of life. So I'm really excited to be here today and to have this opportunity to talk with you. I invite you to call in and ask questions. If there are questions regarding something in your life and it's personal, I need to know the month and day of your birth and your present age, not the age you're going to be on your next birthday, but the age you are right now. If you have a request for relationship compatibility, then I need the month and day for each of you who are in the relationship. I don't need to know your age, and I don't need to know the year. So I think we already have a caller on the line, and I want to go ahead and take that call so we don't keep you waiting. Hello? Well, hello? Okay, so maybe there's not someone on the line. For those of you that aren't familiar with this oracle, I want to just give you a little overview of how it relates to the calendar. We're talking about a system here that's based on the regular deck of playing cards, which originally was used as a calendar. And I've actually seen pictures of medieval calendars that are made up just of playing cards. And I tried to retrieve those images off the internet, and when I went back, they were gone, so I was a little disappointed about that. There are 52 cards in the deck, and there are 52 weeks in the year. There are 12 court cards, which are the jacks, the queens, and the kings, and there are 12 months in the calendar. There are 4 suits, hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades, and there are 4 seasons in the year. There are 13 cards in each of the suits, ace through king, and there are 13 weeks in each season of the year, and also 13 lunar cycles in the year. There are 7 cycles of 52 days in a year, and in the cards, there are 7 planetary cycles that are each 52 days long, and there are 7 days in the week. When you add all of the card deck together, like 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4, the total is 364. And when you add the Joker, whose birthday is December 31st, it's 365, the number of days we have in our calendar year. This system is undoubtedly the most accurate system of timekeeping, and it's very, very personal. We each have a life path in this system according to our birth card, which is determined by the month and day we are born. A lot of times people ask me if they have the same birthday as someone else, does that mean that they have the same life path? And the answer to that is yes. However, the difference is each one of us is completely unique, and we're on our own journey through time, and we come into this life with experiences from other lifetimes, and we have our background from childhood. We also have our name, which carries a vibration in the cards. And so even though having the same birthday, month and day, or even year, as someone else has the same life path, the same cycles in time, because we're individuals and we're unique in how we interact with life and how we make our choices, and how we perceive, it's different for each and every one of us. So I welcome you to call in. I just got some really exciting news that I have to share, that my book, Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide, just won the cover award for the International New Age Trade Show. And so I'm really excited about that. And I'm offering on my website, which is starofthemagi.com, a special today of my book. If you order my book today, you get 2 free greeting cards. So you can go on there and see that. We have a caller.
Yes, hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
My name is
Antoinette.
Antoinette?
Yes. I'm born in 29 July 57.
July 29.
Uh-huh, 57.
Uh-huh. Well, so what age does that make you?
49.
7, 20. Oh, you're the Queen of Hearts.
Yes, well, I'm not a Latin. And
a Leo. So
I want one reading for you, and I'm very depressing for my husband for 25 years marriage.
Uh huh.
He wanna be free. He wanna, you know, run when you motorcycle and give me a loan, and I'm feel lost, very lost. So you can help me.
Let me just look quickly here at this age for you and see what's happening. Well, you know, when I look at your cards for age 59, that's your age,
correct?
49. 49. Sorry. That's why I ask people, because simple math is confusing for me. Let me just look quickly here.
Mm-hmm.
You're very close to the end of your yearly cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a little bit of a challenge going on this year, age 49, and it's been there since your birthday, so I wouldn't be surprised if this hasn't been going on for a while. And it has to do with, you know, you letting go of how your life has been and really opening up to experiencing yourself in a new way, spiritually and emotionally and mentally. It's not an easy request that's being made of you by life. However, it is life making the request. It just happens to be coming through your husband. Does he just want to go away for a while and then come back, or?
No. He not leave me, but he want to be free. He not want to stay with me anymore.
Oh, he wants to go for good.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would suggest that you let him go. I mean, your cards say that it's time for you to go through a very major change for yourself, where you become more independent and more aligned with your soul, what you truly desire for yourself. And it's not an easy thing when you've been married for such a long time. It can be a real challenge.
Yes.
However, you know, it doesn't make sense to hang on to something when it's over, because then we just cause ourselves misery. Do you understand?
Yes.
And so it's okay to let go. I'm not saying it's going to be easy to let go. However, you need to find new ways of being with yourself and discovering who you are in a new way. Because a lot of times when we're in a relationship for such a long time, we can have a tendency to lose part of ourselves to that person and to the relationship, and if we have children, to them. I mean, it just goes on and on. This is a time when you're being asked, and this request has been there since your last birthday, last July, to really let go and open yourself to see a new way of relating to yourself and to your life. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to be a little bit of a soldier now, and you're a double queen in the cards. You're a queen of hearts, queen of clubs. So, you know, you have a highly sensitive nature. You're also very intuitive, and I have a feeling that you know deep down inside that even though this isn't what you want to happen, that it may be better for you and for him.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
It's so true. And,
yeah.
And you see another another man or company for me?
You? Well, I see that as a definite possibility. You just need to, you know, get with yourself first before you go in that direction, maybe. You know, get in touch with who you are by yourself. When you've been married for a long time and that marriage comes to an end and you move on, it's really important to go through a period of self-discovery in a new way, because the cards tell me that a new life is awaiting you.
Mm-hmm.
And that starts with your relationship with yourself. Once that becomes clear, then you enter a relationship with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? At least that's a wise way to go about things.
I start work again outside my house.
Excuse me?
I started walking again.
You did?
Yes.
You have started working.
I'm sorry, my English is not very well.
It's fine, it's just that the connection is a little fuzzy. Where are you calling from?
New York.
New York, are you on a cell phone?
No.
Oh.
My house.
So did you say you have started working, or you want to know if you will start working?
I want to know.
You want to know?
I want to know if it's one career for me, something, you know. Because I work in my house for 25 years, and I don't know.
What have you been doing? What kind of work?
In the house. I know I never leave the house.
Oh, you've just been a housewife?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's part of your exploratory adventure. That's part of what you're going to be uncovering. I mean, you're definitely designed to, you know, be a counselor to other people or be with people in some way. It's very important for you,
okay,
as a queen of hearts, to be with people.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
So it doesn't matter if you're working in a retail store or a psychiatrist, just so that you bring people into your life, people that are born in the heart suit. Do you know you're a queen of hearts?
Yes.
Okay. Good to know. You know, otherwise I'm just talking like a lunatic. So it's really important for you to be with other people. And the most important thing for you is to do what feels right and to follow your intuition. You're naturally very intuitive. And
yes,
you must be true to that and not go against that. So every step of the way, you just listen to your belly. If it feels good in your belly, go for it. If it doesn't, just step back and seek new direction from inside, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
I wish you a lot of luck.
Okay.
Just be really strong, and life is going to treat you really, really well.
Bless you. Bless you.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye. It takes a lot of courage to step out of a long-term relationship like that. I've never been in one that long myself. However, I see it all the time, and I also see what happens when people do take that step, when it's so obvious that it's time. And life just starts unfolding in magical ways. Actually, I did have an ending of a relationship in a different way. My son died, and it took a lot of courage to find my way back to life. However, when I did, it's just been more and more amazing all the time, and I feel like a lot of those blessings not only come from him, but come from my experience with him while he was here. And I know it's the same thing with a relationship. I honestly believe that everything, every choice we've made with an intention, and we had a reason for it. And there was learning there for us, there were things for us to share, and if we can always appreciate and be grateful for what we've had, no matter how horrific it can seem at times, if we look, there are gifts in everything. I'm absolutely positive of that. And when we look for them, we find them. So again, if you're calling in, and I welcome you to call in, you know, and ask questions about the cards, ask questions about yourself, ask questions about relationship compatibility. If you call in for yourself, I need the month and day of your birth and your age, and I present age, and I need for relationship compatibility the month and day of each of the people that you're asking about. I just finished an ebook today that's coming out soon. It's sort of like an introductory book to my new book, which is called Your Relationship and Your Destiny. It's all in the cards, and that'll be available in September. I'm going to have a pre-order special on that book in a bit of time, but the ebook's coming out before that. And so I've had my head in the relationship realm a lot lately, writing this book. And every day I just gain more and more appreciation for my relationships, whether they're intimate, friendships, family relationships, and even watching the dynamics. I know a lot of you who receive the Card of the Day email, and if you don't, you can sign up for that on my website, starofthemagi.com. You know, because I sent this notice out that I was going to New York for a week to be with a friend of mine who's dying, and I just got back. And it was so completely helpful for me in times like this, when there's a crisis that is so hard for people to have control over or know what to do. I'm speaking of family members mostly. You know, things can get really stressful, and it was so helpful for me to have this understanding that I have of who people are in the cards, how they relate to each other in the system, what those compatibilities and aspects are like. As I was witnessing the family dynamics that were going on over the past week when I was in New York, because there were times when things just got really wild, you know. And I would watch and I would think, oh, well, you know, this is what happens when the Ten of Clubs is, like, completely stressed out, or this is when the Eight of Diamonds has no control. This is what's going to happen for them. Or when the, you know, Six of Diamonds is balanced and thinking clearly, this is what's going to result from that. So, you know, a lot of my understanding of this system has come from observing people and really understanding the suits and the numeric values of the system and how they translate through our characters, through our personalities, you know, what gifts we bring. And because each one of us embodies these energies, it's not something that's separate from us. I'm a King of Diamonds. I embody the energy of the King of Diamonds. I embody that whole life path, the inner life path, the outer life path, the spiritual life path, the mundane life path. All of those cards are part of who I am. because the deck and how it represents time and humanity's journey through time is a tapestry. It's an incredibly beautiful, succinct tapestry. And each one of those cards has something to teach every one of us. Not just the cards in our own life path, the entire deck. The entire deck is revealing, you know, our best way to journey through our life as we move through time in space. This system is a map of time. Do we have a caller?
Yes.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, it's Becca.
Becca?
Yes.
Hi, Becca. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Good. Do you need my birthday?
Yes.
October 17th, and I'm 46.
Thank you. I always appreciate that. October 17th means that you're the Five of Clubs. Did you know that already?
Yes.
Okay. And you are a Libra. So your planetary ruling card is the Ace of Spades. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay, great. What can I do for you?
I was wondering what was in the cards regarding working. There's several different avenues that I could take, and I'm wondering if the cards could kind of help me clarify that.
Okay, let me just look. Okay, I have an idea that you've had some ideas that you want to stabilize or bring into form in some way. Is that true?
Correct.
Yeah, and it looks like you've had... If you haven't had a lot of change going on since your last birthday, you've definitely had the desire for it.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Do you own your own business?
No.
Uh-huh. Have you thought about that?
Yes.
Because, you know, you have some good cards for that happening big time. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, you have some really great cards for creating your own business.
Okay.
You have a lot of ideas, and you have the support for you as far as financially, networking, and all of that is there for the asking to support you to do this.
Okay.
And the creativity that you have right now is, like, unsurpassed.
Okay.
Are you networking with people? Because this is a strong suggestion in your cards.
Well, I can't decide which avenue to go down because each of my ideas is so different that
right.
You know, I kind of have to hone in on what I want to do, and that was what I was wondering if you had any insight to that.
Well, is there one that excites you more than the others?
There's a couple of them that do, yeah.
Do you have to do just one? I mean, you're a five and you're sitting in the Five of Hearts house. This is not like, let's do one thing. This is like, how many things can we do at once?
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. And also,
you don't ever want to narrow yourself, put yourself in a box. Even though you're in a time right now, this year, age 46,
mm-hmm.
where you're really in a perfect place to bring your ideas into form, you can do more than one of those. It doesn't have to be just one. And if you think that way, you're going to stifle your creativity.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can do two things.
Okay.
It doesn't have to just be one thing.
Okay.
And something tells me whatever they are, they feed into each other. Is that true?
They could be. A couple of them do, yeah, now that you mention it.
Yeah. So that's what you want to do.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Have you studied any, like, marketing or... how to get something like this going and market it?
I have.
I mean, are you clear about the steps that you need or want to take?
A little bit. So that's probably something I should check out as well, huh? Marketing.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Let me look at your planetary ruling card. So you're being called toward your destiny,
mm-hmm.
and you know there's a lot of transformation taking place. So on the personality level and maybe spiritually, there's a lot of transformation going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you might feel at times like you want to move forward, but there's a little bit of feeling of lethargy or things aren't moving the way you want them to. Have you been experiencing that at all?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me explain this energy to you. It's there to draw you into your dreaming and your imagination, okay?
Okay.
So when you feel that way, instead of becoming frustrated, just sit yourself down somewhere and go inside and just let yourself dream, let yourself imagine, let yourself go deeper into feeling what your real passion is. Because you have to be aligned with your passion and do what's just you want to do, you know, whatever makes you happy. I mean, the Five of Clubs is a card of adventure and exploration and change.
Okay.
And it's a lot of innovative energy, and it's financial creativity is like, you know, second nature to you. So
okay.
You really want to let yourself step outside the box a little bit, because the more you do that, the greater abundance and success you'll experience and the more fun you'll have.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds great. So,
is that helpful?
Yeah, that gives me confirmation about what I need to do. I may need to do something in the interim to get these businesses up and running, but that kind of confirms what I need to do. So.
Yes, and the more things you have going, the better anyway.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, well, Sharon, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Becca.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
So, I love doing this. I want you to know that, you know, I do private readings for people. I do them on the phone. I have clients all over the world. And they come in handy at times like this when you need real specific direction and timelines and when it's best to do what. So I wanted to mention something. Here it is. I have to write things down or I forget. For those of you that just tuned in, if you go to my website, I'm offering a special today. If you don't have my book, Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and daily divination guide, if you order it today off my website, you get 2 free greeting cards of your choice. You type in the birth dates that you want them for. They're beautiful greeting cards if you haven't seen them. They're very nicely printed and high quality, and they're based on this system. Also, I guess that's all I have to say about that. That's a radio special. If you're calling in, again, I just need your month and day of birth and your age. And if it's for a relationship question, then I need both people. I really appreciate you being there and participating with me. This is really exciting for me. I love this system. It's sort of taken over my life. And and I say that with gratitude because it's an interesting ride. Even my book, I had originally written and self-published a book called Cards of Destiny. And it was just a little coil-bound book. And a couple of years ago, a literary agent was at somebody's house in Kauai, and he was having brunch, and he saw my book, and he called me and asked me if he could represent me. And then the first publisher he submitted it to took the book, and then they did it exactly like I'd always imagined it, with a hardcover and full color, and they used the graphics in it are actual playing cards that I collected from all over the world. And now I just found out from my publisher today that the book has won the cover award at INAP, so I'm really excited about that. So I think we have another caller on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Jamie.
Can you speak up a little? I can't hear you.
Jamie?
Amy?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Hi, Amy. What's your birthday?
11-16-72.
So what age does that make you right now?
34.
34. And you are four of clubs. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay. And do you know your planetary ruling card?
No.
That's the Ten of Hearts, which is very different from the Four of Clubs. So, do you have a question?
I kind of just want to know what the cards say for me regarding relationship for this year.
Okay, let me tell you something about yourself if you don't already know this.
Okay.
You have to be extra aware when you get involved with somebody. Because a lot of times, it's a tendency of the Four of Clubs not to see who's in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And find out later on after they're in a relationship that, oh my goodness, this isn't who I thought, he isn't who I thought he was, or mm-hmm. she isn't who I thought she was. Can mm-hmm. you relate to that?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. This is because you have the Jack of Spades in Venus. And so the Jack of Spades can be a little bit of a trickster. One of the things that's really important for you, and I don't know if you have some sort of spiritual path or discipline that you, you know, use. I highly recommend that. You have to be, it's important for you to have some sort of shared spiritual type basis in a relationship that you get in, mm-hmm. or you need to have similar or shared values with that person.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
You have the Queen of Hearts sitting in your Four of Clubs house here.
I have the King of Hearts where?
The Queen of Hearts.
Oh, uh-huh.
Is sitting in your natal Four of Clubs home.
So what
which
that
means you really want to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And this also can bring a relationship your way.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure that, because this is also a year when you're learning about responsibility,
mm-hmm.
possibly with money,
mm-hmm.
and also with your own values and what's most important to you. It's also a year when you're going to experience some transformation through little, like, spiritual death rebirth. So there's a part of you that wants to awaken and become more present and conscious relative to who you really are. And you need to find a way, if you don't already have a way. Like, do you meditate?
A little bit. I know I need to do more.
Yeah.
I'm aware.
It would be advantageous then for you to just become more consistent with that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have to start out for a short amount of time, the most important thing is being consistent, because this is a very powerful year for you, actually, for your mind to go through great change and for you to get more in touch with your imagination and your vision for yourself for the future. And the more you do that, the greater possibility you have of drawing the right person to you to be in a relationship with.
Yeah, I mean, I know that I need to strengthen myself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually first before I can draw the right person towards me. And I know how important that is through my past relationships. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to know if this, I mean, I already know that this year I'm going through a lot of changes inside, emotionally and mentally. So I just wanted to know if this year I was going to reach that peak or if it will be next year, or you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying. And as I look to see that you're at the end of a 7-year cycle, and let me just, are you there?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Okay, good. I would say when you go into your next cycle,
mm-hmm.
from 35 to 41,
mm-hmm.
I think right now, since you're at the end of a 7-year cycle, the new one begins at your next birthday, you'll start feeling that energy coming in a few months before your birthday.
Okay.
You know, right now, if it were me,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't even, well, that's hard to say because you have the Queen of Hearts in your house. but I would just focus on you and let and just your clarity and mm-hmm. what it is that you want first for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you align inside with what your partner feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Timing, you know, it's all about timing.
It's everything, I know.
And
I totally understand that. I've seen so many things in my life happen because of timing. If I wasn't at the right place at the right time, things would not have happened. The great things would not have happened for me in my life. So I totally understand that.
Yes. So right now is really about your own personal spiritual growth
mm-hmm.
and that desire that you have to be in a relationship
mm-hmm.
is also a strong influence for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the relationship with yourself
mm-hmm.
and you make that your first priority and then watch what happens.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome very uh-huh. much.
Bye-bye.
Sometimes I have people call me and say, can you tell me who is the perfect person for me? And, you know, I always, my first response is no. And then, of course, after that, I look to see what would be a good match for this person. And I look, and then I always come back to the same, you know, place of, we are drawing people to us or not all the time for very specific reasons. And I think, you know, our relationship with ourselves is, it's got to be our first priority because it's through our clarity, our perception, and our intention that our life reflects itself back to us. And so, you know, even sometimes when I see that there's a relationship coming someone's way, I'll make it more of a priority to speak about what's showing up as being more important. And in this case, with Amy, it's like this is a really powerful year for her spiritual growth. And it's important for her to focus there and get all she can out of that. I mean, I can see some cards, soulmate cards and relationship cards, so Amy, if you're still listening. And at the same time, it's like, to me, it's more important for her to, you know, get really stable in her own perception because of the Four of Clubs does have some a tendency to not see who's there. They look to see all the wonderful things. There's nothing wrong with that. I have that card as my Venus card, so I understand. So if you want to call in, please do. I'm happy to talk with you about anything. We have a birth card, which is the card that is aligned or associated with the month and day that we're born. We have a planetary ruling card, which has to do with our astrological sign. And that card, so our birth card is like, it's like the costume we wear to the ball. And our planetary ruling card is more of our personality, how other people see us, how we move through life. Then we also have a spirit and a soul card. Hi, do we have a caller?
Hi.
Hi.
My birthday is November 9th.
11/9, and what's your name?
Jane.
Jane?
Yes.
11/9, a jack of clubs, a Scorpio jack of clubs. How may I help you, Jane?
I just want to know what I need to know most right now.
Well, what's your age?
50.
50?
Mm-hmm.
50. Okay, let me look at your yearly spread. Oh, my. Okay, so you have a lot of change going on.
Yes.
Since your birthday. A lot of change in the way you're thinking. Possible changes in work or opportunities coming more than you want. You have the Three of Spades strongly influencing you. And I know personally I'm sitting in the house of that card this year, and I feel like I'm going to wear myself out before I even get a third of the way through the year if I'm not careful. There's just so much that goes on when that card has a strong influence. They're like opportunities. Sometimes it makes it hard to choose. Your Jack of Clubs birth card is sitting in the Queen of Hearts house. Now, when a club sits in a double Neptune position, it can make you feel like you're in a bit of a fog or you can't see clearly enough about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you experiencing any of that?
Yes.
Yeah, see, as a club, you rely on your mind to guide you. And you are sitting in a position, age 50, that is like dream on top of dream, illusion, fantasy. I mean, it's really beautiful. It's very loving, creative energy. It can also be a bit sassy. It can be a bit moody, and it can be a bit lusty there. However, you have the Two of Diamonds behind you, and that card says, okay, I want to do something with meaning, and I want to make it happen now. But you're sitting in this position that's like, you know, one minute you're inspired to do something, then the next minute it may not be clear to you what at all was clear to you a minute ago.
Right.
It's a hard position to be in a double Neptune spot for especially a Jack of Clubs because you're so intelligent and your mind works so quick. You probably feel like you're on drugs or something. Let's see where the Four of Clubs Hearts is. Oh, wow. So you're sitting in a position to be recognized, but I have a feeling that things may not always be going the way you want them to, or you think you're going in one direction and it's not quite going how you planned.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so one of the things that I'm going to suggest is that you know, whenever you experience that where you're going along and it seems like there's an obstacle or plans change or it's not happening how you want it to, I want you to imagine, or you just feel like you're running into an invisible wall,
mm-hmm.
I want you to imagine that that's the hand of life just holding itself right in front of your face, going, nope, this isn't the direction.
Okay.
And you just step back, you let go. Take a few breaths and then ask, then what is it? You can do that patiently or impatiently. I suggest patiently, and I know that's not always easy. However, you've got some cards. There's a little rearranging going on in you. You know, the way you're thinking, the way you see what's ahead and how you plan. You're really asking to rely more on your imagination. You're really being asked to get more in touch with the subtle parts of yourself that want to dream. You're so creative. You're also designed to be extremely creative and have a lucrative experience with real estate. Do you do that at all?
Not with real estate, no. I've never had any inclination that way.
What do you do?
Right now, I'm not working.
Uh-huh.
I just, for the past year, I have had lymphoma.
Uh-huh.
So I finished chemo treatments before Christmas. So I'm kind of just trying to get back on my feet.
Okay, so let me look back. Did that start when you were 49? Let me look.
Yes, it did.
It did?
Yes.
Okay, I see that off your Four of Hearts planetary ruling card. You have the Seven of Spades in Jupiter. So, well, you know, I think what I see this year, as far as health goes, is that I would guess that that experience has probably brought you into more connected place with yourself spiritually.
Oh, definitely. It was actually a positive experience.
Yeah, it's also teaching you to be more disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's an important factor for this, mm-hmm. is becoming more disciplined. Not just regarding your health, but regarding, you know, your own self-mastery. That's what this whole thing has been about.
Okay.
So when, you know, the time that you're in now leading up to your birthday, when you get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I would say that this is a really great time for you to think about creative ways that you might want to engage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you move forward, the more creative you are, the better. Because when you turn 51, you know, you have a lot of ideas, or at least one idea that's really solid that you can bring into form in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You still are going to have to be, you know, taking really good care of yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like a discipline you've been given to rise to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would make that the priority. I don't know if this is leading you to being a teacher to others or having something to do with guiding others in some way to educate them or to be there for them or support group or being supportive of people in some way, but that's something I see coming forth when you're 51.
Yeah, I've already been doing some of that. Because it was...
You may take that to the higher, you know, another level. And, you know, you could even create a profession out of this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's something you want to do, but there's real strong indications of that when you're 51.
I was wondering about that. Yeah, that was something I was wondering about, because I would have an interest in doing that.
Yeah, so between now and then is... You start paving the way for that and building the foundation of that and putting things in place and creating a clear vision. I mean, that's a really good use of that double Neptune energy that you're sitting right now. It's very visionary and imaginative. So the more you do this on the feeling level, then, you know, because you're sitting in a position at age 51 that could allow you to be very successful and accomplish a lot as a metaphysical teacher in some way.
Okay, good.
Yes. Okay?
Okay, well, thank
you
very much.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. It does.
Great.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Isn't this fun? I love this. Okay. You can just sit and look at these charts and just all sorts of things start showing themselves. So we probably have time for one or two more calls if any of you want to call in. When you do call in, I need your birth month and day and your present age. I'm surprised nobody's called in about relationships. I guess I'm the one that's obsessed with that right now. Also, I want to remind you, or if you just tuned in, I have a special going on my website for today for people listening on the show. If you don't have my book, Cards of Destiny, a birthday book and divination guide, you can buy it today, and you will receive 2 free Star of the Magi greeting cards, birthday cards for your chosen birthdays. They're lovely cards if you haven't seen them. I think we have another caller. Hello?
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Melissa.
Melissa. And when is Melissa's birthday?
November 21, 65.
Oh, my Melissa.
Yeah.
Hi, darling.
This is so cool.
I'm glad you think so.
I too.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm having a wonderful time, and I'm glad to hear that you are too. It's a great way to, you know, for people to become familiar with the cards. Do you have a question or anything?
I do. It was interesting because about two callers ago, a woman was talking about just having like a lot of irons in the fire and scattered energy and just not, you know, not knowing which direction to go, or even if, you know, she necessarily has to pick a direction. So that really resonated with me, and so I figured I'd call and see what was going on.
Okay, so you're the Queen of Hearts, and you are the Scorpio, so you're the Queen of Hearts, Five of Clubs.
Okay.
And you do have the Five of Spades sitting in your house this year, and well, at first glance, what I would say is this year, age 42, that's 40, correct.
Well, I'm 41.
Oh, you're 41. Well, see, this is why I don't do the math. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Well, I could tell you about next year there's going to be a lot of change in work because that's where I was just looking. However, let's look at between now and then. Where are you? Well, see, you also, I mean, you have a lot of energy going in two directions. One has to do with relationship. There's a strong desire there for you to have a man in your life, and I wouldn't be surprised if they aren't showing up one after the other. The other thing is, and this is even stronger, is that, you know, for you to be doing your own business, and to be diversifying what you do so that it doesn't just go in a straight line, but you have avenues going out from there so that you create a lot of different opportunities for yourself. There's a lot of support for that to happen. The more creative you are in that way, the more lucrative things are going to be, and the greater joy you're going to get out of doing it, because it's just like the caller earlier who was a Five of Clubs. Your planetary ruling card is a Five of Clubs. So you like to have, you know, a variety of things to be doing. And one inspires the other. The trick is with this is to stay focused on what outcomes that you want so that you don't diversify too much and create, you know, static and chaos and scatteredness for yourself. Do you understand?
Well, it's interesting because I start a lot of projects, but I feel like I'm not really finishing anything. Like, I could list five businesses that, you know, or five concepts that could turn into businesses if I, you know, finish them.
Okay, so what you have to do, because you probably want to play a lot more than usual, too, right now. You've got the Ten of Hearts sitting in your house. What you have to do, I totally understand this, because my spirit card, my inner world, is a Three of Clubs. And I get an idea a minute, and I could be sitting here with, you know, 8,000 of them, and I want to start every one of them, and then I don't finish any of them. So I've had to really force myself to prioritize what's important to establish first, and then what do we do after that? And so you take the one that you're most excited about and the one you're inspired to work on and the one that makes more sense. I think they have to have those three qualities. And then you finish that. Just work on it. And if you want to have play time to work on the others, you give yourself a little time for that, but you make that the priority. And, you know, I find that for me it helps to set, I have to give myself deadlines. I don't like to call them deadlines. Timelines. Are you there?
I am. No, I'm listening intently, actually.
Okay.
I am.
So,
I have to admit, I mean, I've been finding it difficult because, like, I'll start something and I'll be moving through it and I'll be really excited about it, and then it's like somebody shows up with, like, you know, a shiny thing, and, you know, my attention gets distracted, and then I start looking over in a different direction, and, you know, then another brainstorm idea comes, and then I start working on that, and it's like, so I have a whole pile of quarter to half finished things.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. Since April 27th, you've had a strong influence of the Five of Diamonds, which is going to scatter your energy more. And that influence changes on the 18th of June. So, and you also have a couple of influences that can make you feel a little lethargic from time to time.
Okay, yeah, I definitely took like a mental health break on, like over this past weekend. Sunday I just shut down and did my own thing.
You know, I think it's important to have that kind of balance. And you have cards that suggest balancing things mentally, physically, work-wise, and in your personal life are really going to, you know, help stabilize you.
I haven't really put a lot of focus on my personal life. I keep telling myself that this is the year to, you know, create something so that I'm not, so that work is working for me kind of thing, so that my business is working for me more than I'm working for my business. And then once I feel that I'm in that place, then I'll allow myself to sort of enter into the relationship realm or what have you.
Okay. May I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Okay. It's really wise to have some personal playtime for yourself, because otherwise it's hard to work. I mean, I go salsa dancing 3 or 4 nights a week because I work really hard during the day doing readings and writing, and a lot of my focus time is on work. And then I go out and dance at night and I have so much fun, and then it really keeps me balanced.
Okay.
And so it's important for you to have fun and do things that you love as well, because that's actually going to give you more energy to be focused. If you're wearing yourself out constantly thinking about work, then it's hard to stay on task. You understand?
I do.
Okay. Does that help?
It does, yeah, actually. Like you had said something about relationships, and my focus really hasn't been there. I mean, you know, I flutter about, but nothing big.
Yeah, no, well, just enjoy. Have fun.
Yeah.
You're the Queen of Hearts. Just have a court of men. Enjoy them all. And take care of yourself.
Oh, that was fabulous.
Hey, Melissa, thank you for calling.
Thank you. That was great.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, so I think our time's up, everybody. I want to thank you all for being here. I invite you to be in touch with me by email. Go on my website. I'm going to try to keep up my blog now. I've moved back from Hawaii to the mainland. Blessings and love to everyone. And we will be here again next week on Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Have a great week. Bye.